A bad leader is a curse from God.
Folks, I believe that we get the leadership that we deserve. We get the leadership that we deserve. The leader is a reflection of who we are. Whether it's Bill Clinton, George Bush, Barack Obama, Donald Trump, that person is a reflection of us as a nation. It's called representative government. Right? We choose this person to represent us. And it's so funny how so many people today are disgusted with Donald Trump. I mean, there are a lot of people in our country who hate Donald Trump. There are a lot of people that love Trump. But folks, there are a lot of people who hate Donald Trump. You believe that, right? Who here believes that there's probably like 100 million people in this country who really don't like Donald Trump at all, strongly dislike or even hate Donald Trump? I mean, we're talking tens of millions of people. And here's the thing. They look at him and they're disgusted by him and they hate. But you know what's funny? Why don't they look in the mirror? These people who hate Donald Trump, you know, they ought to look in the mirror. And you know what they're going to find? That they have a lot of the same attributes that they don't like about Donald Trump. Like, what is it that people don't like about Donald Trump? Like, if someone were to say something negative about Donald Trump, what would they say?
Full of himself.
Full of himself. We live in a country where Americans are full of themselves. You say, oh man, Donald Trump, he's so proud, he's so arrogant, he's so full of himself. And you know what? He really is. But let me tell you something, so is America. 99% of America is so puffed up and thinks they're so great, so narcissistic. And you're surprised when that's the kind of person that we elect. And these liberals that hate Trump, they're just as full of themselves as he is. Aren't they being a hypocrite then? It's like, look in the mirror. America gets the leaders that we deserve. You know, what else do people not like about Trump? You know, they don't like the fact he's full of himself. You know, I know more than anybody about this thing. What? Twitter? What? Elaborate. He goes off on Twitter, just like Americans are constantly going off on social media. Just saying whatever's on their mind on social media, airing out dirty laundry that shouldn't be aired on social media. That's what he does, right? Just whatever, just no filter, just says whatever on Twitter. That's not very presidential. It's funny, it's exactly how you live your life. What else? Yeah, but that's not true, though. I mean, I want stuff that's actually true.
Like, he profits, he makes money off a lot of sin through, like, casinos and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, that you know, he made a lot of his money through sinful things like casinos and beauty pageants and whatever, just kind of immoral things, selling booze, casinos, whatever. Folks, look around. Look at America. It's just everywhere. And look, restaurants can't even make money without selling alcohol, it seems like. So they almost, it's like they're selling alcohol. I'm surprised they're not selling beer at McDonald's. They do in Germany. They do. In Germany, you go to McDonald's and you get a beer. Am I telling the truth? Shusha, right? So look, the point is, you know, alcohol flows like a river. There's so much alcohol, so many casinos. I mean, casinos are everywhere. Look, folks, there's a huge demand for that stuff. That America loves that sin. And so and I wonder if these godless liberals, though, that hate Trump, you know, I'm sure that they indulge in all of the above. Okay. What else have we got? Well, you're bringing up stuff that we don't like about him.
He's very sexually immoral.
Right. There we go. All right. How about the fact, how many wives has he had? No.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
He's like the woman at the well? I thought he only had three. He's the man at the well. Who says three? Who says he's on his third wife? Who says five? Whoa. Okay, the threes have it. I'm pretty sure it's three. Okay, but here's the thing. Not only is he on his third wife, but he's clearly committed adultery. And he's also said a lot of really perverted things and things like that. But here's the thing. How can, you know, and a lot of liberals will bring that up. Like, well, how can you Christians support Trump when look at what he said here, look what he said here. And again, look in the mirror.
Look in the mirror, because I don't think left-wing liberals have a problem with getting divorced and remarried several times. I don't think they have a problem with adultery and all these things. Look, we live in a, and even if they do have a problem with it, let's face it, our country's filled with fornication. Our country's filled with adultery, am I right? Divorce is pretty commonplace in our country. So why are we shocked that we have a leader who has been divorced a few times, he's committed adultery, he's committed fornication, he's a little bit sleazy in that regard? Is that, what is it? It's just a reflection. What's the point I'm making? I'm not making a political point right now. I'm just making a point that it's a reflection of us. Am I right? Okay, and fine, you don't want to talk about Trump? Let's talk about Obama. What's wrong with Obama? He's weak. He's effeminate. Okay, we live in a country of effeminate men. We live in a country of weak men. And so that's why we elected this weak little Twinkie, Barack Obama. Because he reflects our nation. Okay, and look, we could go down the Bill Clinton, Bush, and look, we could talk about what a phony, fake Christian Bush is, fake conservative. Our whole country's filled with fake Christians and fake conservatives. And that's why they love Bush. And look, I'm not trying to make a political point here. What I'm trying to do here is to show you that we get bad leaders by being bad people. And if we'd be good people, we'll get good leaders. Representative government. That's what's going on. And you look at all the senators and the congressmen, and you see how they're just making millions and millions of dollars through insider trading and other dishonest means. But you know what? The majority of Americans, if they were put in that position, they'd be doing the same thing. Because we're a country that has lost its morals. And a country that has lost its morals is going to elect leaders with no morals. And that's where we are. And you know what? I guarantee you that if the Queen of Sheba got in a time machine and showed up at Donald Trump's White House, she's not going to have no breath in her. She's not going to walk away like, oh, wow, can you answer my questions, Donald Trump? Can I prove you with hard questions? But can you imagine her proving Biden with hard questions? She's like, all right, Biden. What's 42 divided by 6? He's like, you know the thing. Folks, let's say Biden gets elected. Let's say Biden gets elected. We deserve him. Folks, let's say Biden got elected, right? If Biden were to get elected, you know what that shows? That we're a nation full of people who love to sniff people that they have no business sniffing? Maybe it would show, if Biden got elected, that we're a nation of idiots. That we're a nation of buffoons. That we're a nation of imbeciles. And by the way, you know how he got through college was by cheating. That came out. He plagiarized like 10 pages at a time. He's turning in research papers that are just 8 pages copied and pasted from somebody else. And he lied and cheated his way through school. And then, but you know what? Hey, we have a nation today filled with uneducated imbeciles. The dumbing down of America. So if we ended up with Biden, it serves us right. He's a reflection of what we are. And so the Bible here is right, and the Queen of Sheba is right when she says here, because the Lord loved Israel forever, therefore made he thee king to do judgment and justice. So that's why it's not all about this election. It's all about the right people getting out to vote for the right person. Wrong. It's about us being the right kind of people, and then we'll get the leader that we deserve. Think about it. If our country would be clean, we'll have a clean leader. If our country would be Christian, we'll have a Christian leader. If our country would be moral and respect marriage and be pure going into marriage and stay pure in marriage, then that's the kind of leader that we'll have, period, end of story. No, you just don't understand. No, you don't understand. That has nothing to do with the ballot box. It has to do with your heart in America. If it's Christian, you'll get a Christian leader. If we're godly, we'll get a godly leader. If we do right, we'll be free. If we do wrong, we go into bondage. That's what the Bible teaches. Children of Israel do right, they have freedom. Children of Israel do wrong, they have bondage. So having some godless libertarian party isn't going to fix it. Right.
Anybody who's an atheist and a libertarian is not helping us get freedom in this country. Because whatever good they're doing on the libertarian front of fighting for our freedom by producing and promoting immorality, they're taking one step forward and 10 steps back. Because it is God who controls our destiny. And if we're good, we'll have good leaders. So we need to focus on making our country a good place. So instead of going around trying to get people to vote for the Republican that's up or who, you know, in whatever the election, I'd rather go around trying to get people saved and trying to get Christians to get right with God, because that's going to do more for the country in the long run.